and a warm welcome to Celebrating Success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Pauline Barclay, author of 9 published books and the founder of Chill Awards for Independent Authors. Today on Celebrating Success, I'm talking about the importance of readers for Chill Awards. I set up Chill Awards for Independent Authors on the 1st of September 2016, 6 years ago. It may seem a long time, but those years have flown. The idea back then was to help shine a light on great books written by independent authors. This idea still remains today. There are many outstanding reads by independent authors, and sadly these are not given the recognition they so deserve. Back in September 2016, I had no idea if the awards would be of interest to anyone. How wrong I was. Within months, the awards went international, with authors submitting from all over the world. USA, UK, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Southern Ireland, Canada. Yes, it's an impressive list, and it certainly bowled me over. During these years, hundreds of books have been submitted, and many awards have been made. Yet none of these awards could have been considered without the army of readers that read for Chill, I'll get it right in a minute, shall I say it again? have been considered without the army of readers that read for Chill. Readers are the cornerstone of the award programme. Readers too are international and are scattered all over the globe. The one thing they all have in common is their passion to read and to help create a difference for authors who submit to Chill Awards. You may be wondering what kind of books are available to Chill readers. Well, it's all genres, with exception of erotica. As I speak in the award programme, there is history, romance, chick lit, murder mystery, regency, young adult and adventure biographies and more. Readers choose from a list what they would like to read. Some readers take a specific genre, whilst many others step out of their comfort zone and choose different genres. A number of readers have said to me that they have found new authors and read books they would never have read had they not been reading for Chill Awards. Without readers' feedback on every book they read, there could not be any awards. It's a reader's award, which means it's down to the readers. Each book in the award programme must be read by 3 Chill readers. Reading for Chill is free. Readers do not pay for the books they choose to read. Readers who sign up receive a MOBI file of the book they have chosen to read on their Kindle or e-reader. Once a reader has finished the book, they answer 5 questions and add their comments. Once all 3 evaluations are back with me, the decision to award the book is made. All comments from the readers are sent to the author. And I can't stress enough that all readers are anonymous. Only I know who the readers are. The authors have no idea, and other readers have no idea either. By keeping readers anonymous, they can be constructive and honest with their evaluation of the book. And that's what it's all about, being honest and constructive. Chill Awards works 7 days a week to keep up with submissions and making sure readers receive books as they request them. It's a lot of hard work, but it is also very rewarding too. The mountain of books to read never gets lesser as books continue to arrive on a daily basis. So if you, your family, colleagues, friends are interested in reading for Chill Awards, you would be made very welcome. And your reading would contribute to helping independent authors be able to shine a light on their hard work. If you feel you would like to give it a go, then please go to the contact. Sorry, I want to say that again. If you feel you'd like to give it a go, then you can contact me via Chill's website, and that is www.chillwithabook.com, and send me a message via the contact form. I hope you will. As I said earlier, readers are the cornerstone of the awards, and I thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You make the awards worthwhile. On that note, that is the end of today's podcast. It's a little shorter than normal, but I hope you have enjoyed listening as much as I have been talking about Chill Awards, and I hope you will consider reading for Chill. As always, thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to share your company again very soon. Until next time, I hope the sun is shining on your face and in your heart. Ta-ta for now, Pauline Barclay, and of course you can find out more about me on my website, www.paulinebarclay.co.uk. Bye!